Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplementation. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Spring in Michigan. Everyone probably says something about the inconsistent weather where they live, and we certainly do here. So far, I've been in a t-shirt and shorts and then bundled up for 25 degrees with sleet and 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts all in the same week. I hope we remember that when we hit a streak of 90-degree days for 10 in a row. We like consistency, but it's something we don't practice very well when it comes to changing our health habits, especially those that involve our eating and activity levels. I thought this would be a good time to spring some different approaches to help you get to a normal body weight for your height and get you fitter as well. First, how have I been getting on? Not as well as I would like. As I mentioned in a prior episode, I decided to stop putting sugar in my coffee. That has continued, with no issues, but probably one positive effect. I stopped drinking coffee as late as I used to. That often results in getting up less frequently during the night to go to the bathroom. As I've said many times over the years, coffee is not a diuretic, but it will make you urinate more frequently. I also decided to begin lifting weights again. That has been challenging, more challenging than I thought it would be. It's amazing how much strength I've lost in a subtle way over the years. While the data are incomplete as it relates to whether you can gain back mass while you age, you can certainly gain back strength and stamina. Well, what's the difference? Well, strength is the amount of weight you can lift for any movement, whether it's the squat, the bench press, or the overhead press. Stamina is how long you can continue to sustain muscle movement like push-ups, pull-ups, or squat thrusts. Monitoring strength is fairly simple. How much weight can you lift? I've chosen a simpler form to assess stamina. How long can I hang on to a bar with just my body weight? Think about it. How long could you hang on to a window frame on a third floor or higher burning building? I don't care if I can do 100 consecutive push-ups, but I certainly would like to hang on to that window frame in a burning building for at least 5, preferably 10 minutes. Now, I began with just 15 seconds to see if my arms wouldn't pull out of their sockets. They didn't. So I began at 30, and I keep adding time every time I hit the gym. The overall impact has been challenging. Squats have really shown me that I need weight-bearing movement to stress my legs. I've added walking intervals and the elliptical trainer to the recumbent bike rotation. As it relates to reducing body weight, I have reduced 1.5% of the weight I need to lose to get to a normal body weight. It's been challenging, so I'm using the addition approach instead of a subtraction one. I've added 1 cruciferous vegetable serving to my diet every day, preferably with an allium vegetable like leeks or onions. I've also added 1 serving of berries, cherries, or grapes every day. Why those? To get the most phytonutrients into my diet. Now, it doesn't mean that I never ate those before or other plant-based foods. I'm just making sure I do it every day. That may help reduce other less nutritious foods from my diet. We'll see. I've got some ideas on changing approaches for you because this is really mostly about you. I'm just trying to lead by example. I'm going to begin with something I threw in at the end of the last episode. Within 5 minutes of finishing that recording, I got a completely different approach to changing to a healthier lifestyle. Give a listen. I'll have what she's having. Remember that line from the movie When Harry Met Sally? That movie was released 35 years ago. It's a line my wife gave to this first approach to losing weight. My philosophy of getting to a normal weight and staying there and to find out what works for you by trial and error. When you find something that works, stick with it. I'm going to relay the conversations I had with 2 people within 24 hours and how they each approached weight reduction. I recently saw a physician I hadn't seen in 3 or 4 months, and I noticed he appeared to have lost some weight. had commented that he looked leaner than the last time I saw him. Many people ask how a person lost the weight, but I think that's a personal thing, so I never ask. If someone wants to share it, great. Evidently, he decided he'd share it. He knew that he was way over his weight for height based on body mass index. He also relayed the fact that he didn't want to track his calories, just hated doing that kind of thing. What he decided to do was eat the way his wife ate. She's 5'1" and weighs 110. And for those of you who are not familiar with that expression, it means she weighs 110 pounds. She's always maintained that weight with no effort. He decided to eat the food that she ate in the serving size that she ate. She just naturally ate healthy, so eating what she ate seemed to be a winner. Now, in all my years in this field, I'd never heard that from anyone before, and I thought it was brilliant. The result of following that pattern over a number of months was that he had lost 45 pounds and still had about 15 pounds to go to get to his normal weight for height. When a couple do things together, it can make things so much easier, but it doesn't have to be a couple. If you observe people who appear to be lean and a normal body weight, just watch the amount of food they eat as well as the types of foods they eat. It always comes down to eat less, eat better, move more. We just had to figure out how to do that for ourselves to find out what works best in our life. While the strategy for eating less for the doctor used no type of tracking, the next approach is different. I ran into another person who has spent a couple of years focused on getting to a normal body weight. A couple of injuries playing sports set him back a bit. But as we talked, and I relayed the story from the day before, he said he was just the opposite. He tracks everything on his watch. He records every meal, including the fast food breakfast sandwich he was eating. Client had brought it in, and he felt he needed to explain his food choice to me. Remember, every food is acceptable as long as you track the frequency and the amount. He continued that he tracks every workout, 2 days running, 2 days swimming, a spinning class, and tries to get another run in over the weekend. He can chart just about everything to monitor progress. He's reached his weight for height goal and intends to keep up the lifestyle because now it is his lifestyle. Two different people, two different approaches, both work. The thing is, there's no single way to eat less or move more. What I've observed is what we might call the Biggest Loser guru. I don't even know if the show is still on in some form, but one of the things that people who won the show or even just did very well was that they all were going to become personal trainers or associated healthcare professionals to help others do the same thing they did. I know a couple succeeded, but most did not. The same applies to people who have overcome a serious disease. They know what worked for them, and they try to apply it to others as well. With TikTok and all the rest of the media platforms, everyone and anyone is giving health advice. Two problems. First, they don't have the background to know the basis of nutrition or exercise on a scientific level for the most part. Second, they don't understand that there's no single correct way to do anything. Some people will get up an hour earlier to work out, but others will never do that. Same goes for eating patterns. I rarely eat within 3 to 4 hours of getting up. I would never do 6 small meals, but others find it a great way to control intake. Without some training and experience, you only know the way you did it, and that works for one person, you. Everyone else can't duplicate you because they are not you. You have to find a way that works for you and stick to it. That's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Till next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice. Choose wisely today and every day.